An expert on personal debt is warning that Australian households are now in a worse financial position than during the Great Depression. Dr. Steve Keane from the University of Western Sydney is the author of a monthly chronicle called Debt Watch. He says the levels of personal debt as a proportion of the economy are now twice what they were during the 1930s. Dr. Keane says the level of debt stress being experienced is illustrated by the latest insolvency figures for New South Wales and Victoria, which show a surge of 12% in the September quarter compared to the same period last year. Ashley Hall asked Dr. Keane what's behind the increase.
The biggest level of debt in our history, and I'm talking over 150 years, and interest rates which have put the debt burden that causes on repayments to be so high that people are now under more financial stress than they have been at any time since the absolute peak of the Great Depression.
Now that increase that we've just experienced that I mentioned in New South Wales comes at a time when there's been changes to the rules which are skewing these figures as well.
That's right. They in fact made the figures in June worse than they should be and reduced the ones in September because people were rushing through a number of agreements to get them into June before the new rules came into effect that made it more difficult to take these procedures through. So in fact, we're likely to see a blip up again. Even though we had a 12% increase over last September, it's probable the next quarter will show a more substantial increase because of the artificial suppression of the numbers in this quarter.
So you've looked at the relationship between debt and GDP and found out that we're in a worse position since the Depression.
Yeah, the Reserve Bank has started paying attention to this, which I'm pleased to see. And they've released a long-term debt series that goes back to 1860. And you can take a look at it and see that the debt to GDP ratio is now over twice what it was during the Great Depression and virtually twice what it was during the Melbourne land boom, which is actually the biggest speculative bubble in Australia's long-term history. But when you take a look at the impact of interest rates and then deflate that by the inflation level, you find that the real debt burden is now within cooee of what it was in 1931. And that is absolutely the greatest level of financial pressure people have ever experienced outside of depression.
Well, you talk about financial pressure. Is that the concern, the stress associated with it, or what's the broader concern?
This is where the trouble is coming from. People have got so many financial commitments that they have, mainly mortgage, but then, of course, they then go and get into credit card debt, which is where a large number of these bankruptcies are coming through. So they have an enormous financial pressure, and they ultimately find they simply can't meet their living expenses and their outgoings, and then they are forced into liquidating assets, which is a large part of what's driving the ending of the property boom in Western Sydney.
What's the main cause of that?
Excessive borrowing for house speculation on house prices. We've encouraged people, certainly in the last 15 years in particular, to borrow money to go and buy an asset which they then expect to sell to somebody else for a higher price. But it's a merry-go-round. The only way you can keep on doing it is somebody else borrows yet more money than you've done, and they've got to borrow money faster than they're earning an income. And ultimately, we're getting towards the crunch point where that game no longer works.
So what can we do?
We are going to have to allow a large number of debt moratoria, ultimately. I think people have been... I don't blame individuals for falling into this trap. I blame the regulators and the people running the economy for convincing people that this is actually sensible investing, when in fact all it's doing is gambling about housing prices and borrowing the money for the gambling. Well, ultimately, the gamble doesn't pay off, but you have borrowed the money.
Are we likely to see Australia lurch into a recession as we get caught out on this?
I can't see how one can be avoided. That's why I've given the nickname of this, of the recession we can't avoid, because even if households simply try to bring their balance sheets back into equilibrium and stop increasing the ratio of debt to household income, that is going to cause something of the order of $100 billion a year drop in aggregate demand. Now, I can't see how the economy can absorb that without going into a recession.
What sort of time frame?
This is the trouble. People can continue borrowing money for an extensional time and extending the day of reckoning, which is why we went through the 87 stock market crash and the 2000 bubble and so on and haven't actually fallen over yet. We just continued borrowing money and papering over the problem. But I think it has to hit in the next 2 years.
How much weight will the Reserve Bank be giving to these bankruptcy figures when it makes its next interest rate decision next month?
I hope a lot more than it's done in the past. I think the Reserve Bank has been rather monophobic, and it's totally focused upon the rate of inflation and seen its job simply as controlling the inflation rate, and believes that by putting up interest rates it drives down the rate of inflation with a lag. And I think that monophobia is potentially very dangerous, because if they do it again now, put up rates because inflation may tick up in the next quarterly data, then we will be experiencing a greater level of financial stress than during the Great Depression. And if they think the economy can cope with that, well, good luck, but I don't believe it can.
Dr. Stephen Keane, who's Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at the University of Western Sydney. He was speaking there to Ashley Hall.